From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Steve Morkin for Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, May 17th. Coming up, we'll learn how scientists have been successful in using underwater acoustic systems to deter invasive carp. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The public can now view and comment on three proposed boundary maps for Urbana's seven city council wards at the city's website. IPM's Jim Meadows has more.
The maps are based on a 2020 census that Urbana officials believe undercounts the city. That's because it took place during the pandemic when many University of Illinois students were out of town. The final map takes effect with the 2025 election. Mayor Diane Marlin says a lot will depend on the quality of candidates voters have to choose from.
So I'm hoping that no matter what these wards end up looking like, it's the people who choose to run and represent the city.
The three finalist maps were chosen from a field of nine. Seven were submitted by the public using free online redistricting software. The Urbana City Council could make a tentative decision on a new ward map at its June 3rd meeting. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Illinois' rules against hazing could get a little stronger. The state legislature passed a measure that takes away consent as a defense against hazing, things like forcing someone to binge drink or beating them with a paddle. Democratic State Representative Dave Vella sponsored the measure. He says because of the inherent power dynamic, people cannot consent to hazing.
When somebody's pledging a fraternity or in a sporting event, the people who are doing the hazing are always in a power position to the people who aren't doing the hazing, who are getting the hazing done to them. So the idea of consent just doesn't apply.
The measure passed both the House and Senate, but not unanimously. It now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk for his signature. State lawmakers across the U.S., including Illinois, gathered this week to advocate for work permits for all immigrants. Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports.
Illinois State Representative Lisa Hernandez introduced a resolution in Springfield calling on Congress to extend work permits. She wanted this to be a bill, but
we couldn't move forward because of the federal boundaries there.
That's because work permits for immigrants are a federal issue. But in the red state of Utah, lawmakers are trying to pass legislation in the state house that would allow immigrants to be integrated into Utah's workforce. Adriana Cardona-McGeegod.
The Illinois Director of Athletics, Josh Whitman, has been named the new chair of the NCAA Division I Council. The council is responsible for planning and leading day-to-day operations for Division I athletics. Whitman will hold this prestigious chair until June 2026 after becoming a representative just last year. Whitman joined the Illini back in 2016 and has become a highly regarded athletic director in the Big Ten Conference. Still to come, we'll learn how scientists have been successful in using underwater acoustic systems to deter invasive carp. That story coming up on 217 Today.
If you love the city of Chicago, you'll want to tune in for Jeffrey Bear's newest special. It's called Chicago Mysteries. Bear wants to answer weird questions about Chicago's history and culture, like, did a UFO really fly over O'Hare Airport? Why don't Chicagoans put ketchup on their hot dogs? Learn the answers to these and other intriguing questions in this immersive tour of the Windy City. Chicago Mysteries is available to stream now with the free PBS app.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. Researchers have spent the last 2 years on the Mississippi River between Hamilton, Illinois, and Keokuk, Iowa, studying whether underwater acoustic systems will deter invasive carp. Halfway through the study, the results are promising. Eleanor Lindenmeyer spoke with the two lead scientists.
Mary Beth Bray and Krista Woodley are both research biologists. Bray works with the Geological Survey and Woodley with the Army Corps of Engineers. They designed a 16-speaker sound bar and installed it at Lock 19. Now, they're studying the effects. There are four types of invasive carp in the Mississippi. Bray says they were brought in intentionally in the late 60s and early 70s.
They filter feed. They eat a lot of phytoplankton, zooplankton, and so some states brought them in to play cleanup, basically.
But those plans led to unintended consequences. The carp ended up competing for food with native species like the bigmouth buffalo and gizzard shad. In addition, silver carp are known to jump out of the water, causing injuries and property damage. Woodley says the carp can also reduce the water quality, leading to increased dredging and bank destabilization.
When you're thinking about something like the Mississippi River, where we already have quite a bit of flood risk and flood element, the fish can actually increase those impacts, thereby taking one effect and amplifying it.
The goal is to deter invasive carp while minimizing impacts on native species. The soundbar plays sounds specifically at the frequencies the carp can hear. Woodley says the sounds should be irritating to the carp, so they don't come near.
In some cases, it should stop them from wanting to cross. Sometimes it will actually cause them to turn around.
The soundbar can be controlled both on-site and remotely. It is on for 3 days and 8 hours, then off for 3 days and 8 hours. The scientists can then compare how many fish cross the lock when the system is active and how many cross when it is inactive. Bray and Woodley's team puts transmitters in 700 to 800 fish a year to track their movements. The fish are caught, given a minor surgery to insert the tag, then released. This tagging is a group effort. The Fish and Wildlife Service, Missouri Department of Conservation, and the Iowa and Illinois Department of Natural Resources are all involved. Bray says the data from 2022 shows a 50% decrease in silver carp specifically.
So if for every two fish that pass upstream when it's off, one would pass when it's on.
Most native species in the Mississippi do not hear at the same frequencies as the carp. So far, the system seems not to bother them. Bigmouth buffalo are crossing the lock at similar rates when the system is off and on. Bray says they have not seen significant impacts on the freshwater drum, the paddlefish, or the white bass.
But all things considered on the fish side, I mean, it's looking definitely better than not having it there.
The data from 2023 will be analyzed soon. Though Bray and Woodley provide the results, they don't decide if the system should be implemented on a broader scale. That decision is left to the states. Besides studying the movement of fish, Bray and Woodley have also been tracking how well their equipment functions over longer periods of time. Woodley says the technology developed for this project can be used for other projects as well. It is already being used by others trying to attract fish towards certain areas or to cover up construction noise.
It's had a lot of applicability and some really neat science go into it that we're able to track and hopefully push out to people that need it for whatever purpose.
Researchers are studying other deterrent strategies as well. Carbon dioxide, electricity, and walls of bubbles can all be used to deter the passage of fish. But those methods all deter native fish as well. Bray says some groups are also working on combining removal methods with deterrent methods.
We're trying to say, how can we, if we're deterring fish, how can we remove them at the same time?
The underwater acoustic deterrent system study is set to continue through the end of the year. It may be extended with different research questions depending on needs of the partner agencies. I'm Eleanor Lindenmeyer.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy skies today, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 79. Tomorrow night's mostly cloudy, a low of 60, and for Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 82 degrees. That's it for 217 Today. It's produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today, contributed by Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, Adriana Cardona-Magida, Colin Highslope, and Eleanor Lindenmeyer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.